Hello, welcome to our podcast Dancing Socially with Mikhail and Alessa. And today we're going to talk about fantastic topic, how to dance without feeling fear. And I'm very excited because we will talk about how to use our body, how to use excitement to overcome it. Please enjoy it. Welcome one more time to the weekly live show with Emanuel, Mikhail and Alessa. We're very excited to be here, and today a very important topic. It's how to build the confidence when you're dancing. Do you ever feel sometimes you're very uncomfortable to go on the dance floor? Or when, especially when people watching you? Or do you feel even like that you're very afraid of how the people will look at you, or like how to compete, or like novice before the competition? I mean, I've been there, I felt very uncomfortable, and I do believe it's not only me experience, it's someone else experiencing. So today's topic is how to build confidence, whether you're dancing socially, whether you're competing, or you're doing a world-class goals, or maybe just start to dance. So, and this topic is very important because we will understand how our mind works, which really means that we will understand how mind-body connection is actually going through our physical activities. And the most important thing, we will learn some tools how to trigger it and how to continue go and move towards our direction. So we're very, very excited for you. We prepare this topic because we have a huge experience, 28 years of competitive experiences. We are both founder and directors of Galaxy Dance in Singapore, and our mission to connect the passionate people who feel in love with dancing, who want to share their thought in dancing, to build community, to grow together and communicate together. Our mission is to build a champion team and raise Singapore on the highest level. This is the reason why we're representing Singapore. We achieved world top 7 results for the show Dance in 2019. And we're so happy to raise Singapore on this level. But now it's your turn. Now it's your turn to raise Singapore higher and raise a flag. We believe that relationship is a quality of our life. We believe that it's not only about dancing, it's not only about activities, it's how we will get along together, and especially during this difficult time. We can go along with any virus, any crisis, because we are humans, we're a huge adaptation machine. We can adapt to anything. But it's up to us how we want to think about this situation with Corona-19, whether it's positive or whether it's negative. It's your choice. And where you will be at the end of this virus, where you will be on the negative side or you will be on the positive side, and you will say, wow, this was the best time in my life. Yes, and Alessa,
we never know. Yes, and today also I will share from my side, from my lady's point, and Mikhail will share from his experience, from the man's side. So we have two different ideas. You know that a man and lady is different, so we try to share with you our experience from both sides. And guys, please comment and participate during our session.
So we a little bit different this live show today. We have a three segments here. So first we have a theoretical part, where we will share men and ladies' perspective about the confidence and how to step and go over it. Then we go to the practical part. We will learn today how to dance waltz here and how to get confidence using this tool which we're gonna learn about ourselves and how our mind-body connection works. And last one, we'll have a Q&A session where we'll be more than happy to answer all of your questions. Okay, does it sound good? All right. Okay. So here we go. Alessa, if you can help me to switch the camera.
Okay.
Okay, so I just want to start the topic what I'm going to talk with you. It's very important. I have a very respectful coach. His name is Richard Blaine, and I remember when I had a first lesson with him, he said it takes all these three things in order to achieve anything in dancing. Number one is your physical body. Number two is your technique level. And number three is your mindset. Now, I want to write a very, very important word. What we're going to go through today is very, very important. This is information which is everyone experience. Everyone best in the world experiences this kind of thing. I will call it okay. So I know that some of you know this word. It's called F. Can you see? I will write a very huge F. Okay, it's fear. It's everyone dancing, not dancing. We experience that when we step on the floor or when we exit on the floor. And very, very important. I'm not going to talk about that mindset is not important. It's super, super important. This is the reason why I do believe Richard become a time former world champion. So fear, what is this? False evidence appear real. Sometimes when we experience some fear, this is the reason why we don't feel confident. Because every time when we feel unconfident, we try to imagine in our brain is something, oh my God, what if? Even, did you ever fail sometimes when you feel or like you're afraid something, or even when you're sleeping and you wake up and you say, oh my God, and then you realize that, oh my God, now I should in my room, I don't have to be afraid of anything. But this is the same, that this is, it's everyone experience. Everyone, especially one, yesterday I have a great book. It's called Relentless. It's written by Tim Grover. He was a former coach of Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan in basketball, and now he is training elite Olympic athletes. So yesterday we have a call because I follow him. We have a 400 to 500 people call with Tim Grover over Zoom. And what was talking, I was asking him the question, how the Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant, do they have even fear? He said, Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant always felt fear, but it took a few years for them to get over it and start to build momentum. So very, very important, they train to do it, how it will appear. If you go back like many, many, many years ago, like when it was no buildings, our brain is always trying to look things on what is wrong. I mean, imagine, if like some situation happened with virus, what is your first thought? Virus, oh my God, what is going on? Instead of, virus, we have a great opportunity to connect with you together. We have a great opportunity to rethink and look back what is the most important. We have opportunity to connect with my family or with you guys. So this is never what show will never happen because of this virus. But the first thing when we think about the virus is, oh my God, what is going on? So this is what is really, really important. And Michael Jordan, and it's everyone experiencing it. But now we need to find a solution. I mean, it will be appear. I have this. Every time when I step on a dance floor, I feel all this kind of thing, but I will show you one tool which you can use it. I'm not gonna go through, okay, you do your technique, you do your body, and you will don't have a fear. It's not true. You will always have this. And it always will come when you don't look in it. So now, Alessia, can you share a little bit about the fears?
Yes, it's ladies, my perspective. The fear, for me as well, I always feel fear. Not only about dancing, it's natural for us and our brain trying to protect. So, of course, as a human being, I also feel it, everybody feel it. But how you will show you. But you need to understand this is a normal for you. Guys, because some of the people I know, they try to, oh my God, I'm not confident. No, I cannot do this. I cannot go to competition. Oh, it's so scary. It's normal. For people who is sure, oh no, I'm confident, I can go for it. It's just presentation and it's just changing in our brains, but inside of us, we all feel it, so it's normal, guys. So you don't need to be afraid of it. You don't need to say like in this full box and feel, oh my God, no, I'm going to stay here and I will not go anywhere.
So, we didn't plan to take this topic until we received the Facebook messages and WhatsApp messages about this. Many coaches say, no, in order to be confident, you need to train, you need to do your step. It's true, but you will always have this. So, fear is false, evidence appear real. It's false, evidence appear real. So now, how we can deal with this? Do you think that when we go on a dance floor, example, when we go on a dance floor, and I'm sure, do you ever feel like when you go on a dance, you're like, it's like you're catching your breath and you go, it's like some kind of excitement. And you go on a dance floor, but it's very, very important when you start to feel this, you just start to move. Yes? And this kind of is very interesting because from one side, just a second. I think I will take a different color. I will take black. Fear. And I will take
orange.
Oh, so big. Okay, sorry, I have to rewrite it because I'm so excited now. That's why I write excitement on a very big one. So, very important. When we feel these kind of feelings, or like when we step on a dance floor, or for example, when we go before the black pool, you can see like even world champions stay and okay, this goes. Because I feel every time this, but look, I choose when we deal with this is because I know this is false evidence to be real. But look, this is two feelings. Are very similar. These two things are very similar in a way. When you're exciting, it's very similar when, okay, it's coming up. Or like, for example, Christmas is coming. It's like some kind of anticipation. Or when you feel, it's something. So instead of choosing to have like negative, I choose to get excited. And then when I step on the dance floor, very important, once you start to feel some kind of worry, you say, okay, wow, I'm so excited. And you choose and you go for excitement. So it's your choice how to choose between excited and fear. Just very important, before the dance floor, I'm not standing, oh my God, I'm afraid. I go, let's go. You know, I overplay those feelings and making like, whoa, now I'm ready. I even more push. It's very important, like, there is one of the great, the book, it's called 5 Seconds Rule. When we feel, I suggest this book, 5 Seconds Rule, is very interesting. It's like, once you start to fear something, you start to count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you disturb the pattern and you just do it. And, for example, when you don't want to do exercises, you say, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 is like rocket, and then you go. I know it sounds strange. Go and check it out. This is 5 Second Rule book. It's fantastic book. I use it especially when you wake up in the morning. Sometimes you go, oh, let's go, I'm ready. So, Олеся, can you share your thoughts about it?
Yeah. So, I just few things about the 5-second rule, guys. It's really, really cool. Once you count it and you just go for it, because you're changing your focus and you're going. So, this same situation happened here. You're changing your focus, whether you're focusing on fear or you're focusing on excitement. So, it's really connected together. Once I feel it, I feel, oh my God, so this is the first round, a huge competition, big floor, great judges. So, well, the first thing is, oh my God, it's so stressful. But there's, oh wow, it's excitement. We have a good competitor. We have a great dance floor. Then you're excited. And the first thing what you need to do, just do one step forward. Then you are really ready to go. And then you feel excited. Excited is very good because you can express yourself. You can show your presentation, your dance. You can share with the audience, with the judges. And then you just show it and you bring it to the floor, to your performance. But for me, just deep breath, change focus, step forward. Even it's not maybe step forward into the floor, it's just one step forward. And then you feel, okay, now I'm ready to go.
Yes, I know, like, you may tell Mikhail or like Alisa, we actually for the came to the dancing workshop, and then you like talking about this kind of fear. Many coaches will say, "Oh my God, what like you are talking or like they talking about?" I mean, we're talking about real stuff. I do believe that this one is a 50% why everyone cannot dance, never go on the floor, never did anything, and they're still like afraid and whole life achieve and never try something which they make them feel happy. So what's the point then? Why fear to go around the people? Around the people is the reason why we're all dancing, if you're dancing, or you're just starting dancing, because of people around you. You will never go on the floor, like, or like empty studio, and you will dance for 10 years without the people. But instead of fear them, how they look at you, say, hello, can you look at me? Can you, whoa, look at this, whoa, look at, wow, you watch me. I feel so driven. So nice. So instead of, I just push myself to get excited. Now, it's our choice how we want to make it feel. It's very similar feeling you just decided by yourself. It's, look, first of all, we need to accept that this is will happen. Do you think that I always want to come to the studio and train? Do you think, do you know, sometimes even now, 28 years of experience, I go to the studio, oh my God, I start to dance, or what if I'm not good enough, or like I looks bad, or looks at my lines. You know, I'm experiencing this. I know it, but instead of saying, "Oh my God," you know, like let's go home, let's drink some coffee. I say, "Okay, let's go. Breathe in, breathe out, and go." I believe it's a 50% of your results in a dance. I know I say the reason it takes 3 seconds, but if you don't have this, if you don't have this. Not this. Can I just do this? Oh, I love it. I love it. So, if I have this, I want to do the technique. If I have this, I want to do exercise. If I have this, I would love to be here with you. Do you think that now I'm talking about and I don't feel anything like that? Of course, but instead of feeling this, I feel excited because for me, I'm sharing with you some of my life experience as a dancer and as all my 28 years of experience together with Alessa, that we always had this. We always had this. But law, if you will think that we will don't try to avoid it, it will happen. Because if I will put fire, yes, to Alessa's hands, I will not do it. First thing, first reaction will be, I mean, well, like, for example, when we try to fall, like someone doing this, we're doing this. Why? Because it's our survival instincts is trying to protect. The same thing is here. Yeah, it's happened here. If it's virus, oh my God, we need to block, we need to buy all the products in the shop. And then, like, no one have a food. No, of course it's a preparation, but what is it? It's fear. Instead of excitement, oh oh my God, look at this, I'm sitting at home with you guys. So now the question is, Mikhail, you keep talking about excitement and fear, but how do we make ourselves excited? It's very easy to say, to get fear or excited. There is two ways. Number one, focus on what you want. For example, why I wrote this because you may want something. Let's say I want to build in Singapore champion team. I want to connect people in Singapore who feel passionate, to connect them together, because sometimes the studio can be like they're not happy, or we want to be all around with all studios. I would love to be together because I do believe that together we can do a great empowering thing. So I'm focusing on what I want instead of, oh my God, what if, like, this is webinar, people watching and said, how is it gonna think? I'm thinking about people who I can help to be where I've been, to be inside of this culture. Alessia, can you give me your example?
I agree with Mikhail, yes. So for us, this is really important to share with you this experience and be now with you. And yes, maybe some people thinking like this, some people thinking like this. Yeah, maybe this is the fear a little bit inside, but we're excited to be and share our experience with you guys, how we feel during our many years of competitive career and many years of practice, and to give you this experience and share our things and our knowledge with you.
But could you share your focus, please? No, I mean from
my
your
focus.
Place.
My focus. Of course, on the floor, if I'm talking about the competition, as a lady, I want to look beautiful and elegant. Yeah, this is very important for the ladies. Of course, I want to dance great. I want to express myself. I want to share my performance with the audience. But first of all, as a lady, I want to look elegant and beautiful. And as a couple, I want to be together and feel each other.
So for example, focus can be, I want to spend time with, I want to express myself. I want to be expressed on the floor. I love to be expressed. Or I want to have fun on the dance floor. Or I want to have some physical activities and stay healthy. So this is what I want. Or like, I want to be a world champion. I want to spend time with my friends. I want to do this, I want to do that. It's very important to focus because it will always come when you're not waiting. So, first of all, just for example, when I go to the practice, I'm very, very, I always go, yes, before the practice, I read that because I'm doing it not for myself. I'm doing it for me, for community, for the country. I do competition, I represent in Singapore, I have a full responsibility. So this is full me up. I'm doing this because I want to show that everyone in Singapore can reach any level. Any level, if you focus, it can be your goal. It can be become best in Singapore, it can be different. So this is very, very important, how you can get excited. Instead of, I tell you honestly, between this and this, I wake up, I wake up. My brain tells me, oh my God, Mikhail, don't go to the studio, sleep, come on. It's so nice, so your bed is so nice, come on, you deserve to have a rest. And then, of course I feel, yeah, oh my God, I'm very tired. I'm sure you feel the same thing, yeah. But instead of, I just reminding, compare being tired or, oh my God, this is my country. This is my country, this is what I go for, this is what I do. I spend a quality time with my wife and I contribute to community. This is what important to me. Now, look at this about exercises. Let me ask you the question. Do you ever feel lazy to do exercise? Can you say yes in the comments, please? Do you ever feel lazy in exercise? Come on, be honest, stay engaged because your engagement is very, very important. Who ever feel maybe not lazy, uncomfortable to do exercise? Okay, can you write? Can you write yes, please, in the comment? Come on.
Don't be shy.
Don't be shy, come on. Daniel, is it the sound? Is it okay? Can you check the sound, please? Yeah, it's working. Come on, guys. Okay, so answer is for me, yes. For Alyssa?
Yes.
Now, let me ask you the second question. Did you ever feel bad or sad after exercises? Now, answer me this question.
After you did exercise.
After we did.
You finish exercise.
You finish exercise and you feel, oh my God, I'm so regret that I did this exercise. I'm so sad that I train my body. Do you ever feel, for example, good after exercise more than you feel bad? Can you write good, please, in the comments, please? Okay, Zuri, look. I love that always feel lazy and tired from exercise. I love it because do you think that I can't wake up in the morning to do exercises? Look, I will explain you there is a physiology here. Good. Okay, so this is the thing. Oh, okay, very good. This is the reason, because once you did exercise, and we go to the second point, why it's about exercises. Yes, after exercise, I feel very good, I can do a lot of stuff, but look, second thing is our body, or it's called physiology, physics. Very important, just if you want to get excited, if you're not doing, okay, why a lot of people in the world, a world class athlete, they have a minimum routine of 10 minutes of exercises every day. Because when you wake up, why you feel good after exercises? Because your blood starts to spin up. You start to activate your body instead of, because when we're sitting in one place or when we're sleeping, it's very, 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 very slow. And usually, when it's very, very slow, we start to feel, oh my God, or like you watch another movie and you feel like, oh no, it's so, oh. Because overthinking is created here. So instead of doing, look, if you do the test, even now, if you do, and you, let them say it, a 10 minutes exercise, if you do jumping jacks, 20, when you feel not very good and you do 20 jumping jacks or 1 minute plank or push-ups, I tell you honestly, you will wake up and say, oh! Well, I do believe 80% of all of you will feel much better than before you did it. This is how you can become excited. Sometimes when we're sitting or working, sometimes it's not just to wake up and do exercise, it's like because Mikhail said or Alyssa said, we're just activating and we do excitement. Sometimes when I feel something, I just do my plank, I do exercise, I reset myself immediately. And this is where I start to activate my body. This is why everyone in the world do exercise. I will tell you one more thing. When I come to the studio, I can't practice with Alyssa if I'm not doing exercises. I can't do that. It means I feel, I want to go home. Let's go home. Oh my God. Do you feel that I always can't wait to go to the studio and say, I love practice, I love dancing? My mind sometimes don't listen, my body is very, very tired. In order to get outside of the tired, because if I stay here and I say, watch this, 80% in Singapore problem is because of this. We come to the studio, we wear our shoes and said, you push me too hard. Okay, love. No, too strong. No, higher, higher. Now lower, higher. Then Alessia, from your side, go.
Don't squeeze me.
No, I'm not squeezing you. You're squeezing me. No.
No, you're squeezing me.
No, you're squeezing me. I don't want to dance with you anymore. Go home.
Go home.
Can you relate? Because, guys, you start and you don't activate your body. You don't activate the physiology, which start to sometimes we feel, I'm not calling, okay, fear sometimes can be as sadness. Can be sometimes you feel, oh my God, so sad. I know sometimes you be not good things happen. I don't understand. I'm not talking about like some kind of, you know, like, I mean, really it's happening. It's when you don't feel good. Can I write one more thing? Fear, not good. So, it's very, very important. We have two choices. To feel no good or feel excited. In order to feel excited, we need to go lower and we need to, first of all, remember what is the reason why we came to the dance. I'm dancing because this is my life. I'm dancing because this is, I can give so much to the people, I can give so much myself to my wife, and then to show example what is possible so everyone will be inspired to do the same thing. Alessia, what is your focus?
Also the focus can be in general like a big goal for you, and also can be focused for today practice. I just focus to feel my partner and follow with him. Maybe for tomorrow practice I will have a different focus, but the focus always drives me,
yes,
for the action, for the excitement, to dance with him, to share the performance with the audience. So it can be different focus even every single day. And of course we have one big general focus why we are doing this. Okay?
Yes, and this is one, if you're competing, it's not necessary to focus on the results. Because like some of you, I never focus on the results. Of course I want to win, but I always focus on you. If you see me competing, I'm always, for me, more important. If I win, but the audience around me does not feel anything, I didn't drive my audience, so I feel it's no good. So my focus is on the people, to how to inspire people. So, and of course the body, I'm doing every morning, if I don't have time, trust me, I'm not doing every morning like 6 hours of exercise. Sometimes I don't have a time and sometimes I interrupt. Now I have more time. And I do sometimes 10 minutes, no joke. I'm doing minimum my combination, I'm doing plank 7 minutes, plank, side plank, then I do the sound combination, and then I'm reading my target, for example, what is my target for this day, yes? And I remind myself that is very, very important for me because this is what it feel make me feel proud of who I am, yes? Alice.
Yes, for me the same. Guys, please don't mix body that you need to suddenly do cardio for 1 hour and then of course you will feel really exhausted. But we're talking about like the 10 minutes, 5 minutes, just even 1 minute of doing something. For me the same, when I wake up, I need to do at least simple warm up or stretching, then the body starts to be more active. And of course, if you're talking about practice and preparation for competition, yes, before you start to dance with a protocol, you
this
need
is the reason,
to
yes.
Be ready yourself. You need to activate your body before you dance with your partner.
Okay, even if you want to try, I mean, stand up now and do 10 push-ups. I tell you honestly, once you start to do push-ups,
or
like jumping, and then if I'm going to jump with you now, yes, I mean, I'm going to feel good. We're always in control of our body, so we can trigger it. Yes, did it make sense? Let me make underline. So now...
So, body and focus. Two things which is very important to change, to be excited and feel different for doing your dancing, for your performance, for your practice. Even like for the, if we're not talking about dancing, just in normal life, you want to do we need to do and be ready, yeah. And then you get excited and go.
And you see the one thing, just very, very important. If you start your practice, just remember it, if you start your practice with no good mood, trust me, your practice will never be good. Even after 28 years competitive experience, I know, I also already know, if I start a practice not in a good mood, it means the practice productivity will be not there yet. So I'm just stepping back, and then it means I have my own things what I can do. I can do exercises, I remind myself, you change focus is very, very important. Very, very, very important. Instead of example, I will give you, when if you're dancing because of you want to get healthy, yes? And you afraid to step on the floor or dance with the people, you're just reminding myself, what is, I'm sorry, maybe I will be a little bit harsh. So what is very important for you, to be healthy or fear and get not healthy? Or what is important for you? You dancing because you like to dance. So if you like to dance, what is important to stay here or like enjoy your life? We're living, our life is very, very short. So what is the point? Yes, we have a what?
Just 1 second, there is a camera. Oh, yes, thank you, Alyssa. Okay, just 1 second, yes.
So, this is very, very important, but instead of, look, I'm not so sure what is your age. I feel like every day, what I want to accomplish is not a lie. It's not enough time. I always feel like I have to go somewhere. But in order to go somewhere, I need to keep focusing. And then I do this two things, mind, body. Okay, to be honest, Michael, are we on psychology lesson today? Or like motivational? Yes. This is what I transmit from our careers because I don't know how many messages I received about this. Facebook messages, then WhatsApp messages. And the last session, also people asked me about the confidence. It's not about mind something big. Focus. What do you like in dancing? What? Okay, just try. Imagine like someone, just remember in your life what you was feel like happy, like in the mood, okay? For example, I feel when I'm happy, when I this beautiful lady tell me yes. You know, like when I just memorize it and focus on what is the happy or I really want to build this for the people, you know, like to the same experience, the culture in Singapore as we experienced as we were the kids. I mean, immediately I feel, oh my God, I want to do it. But if you focus, do you remember when we came to Singapore? It was a virus, COVID-19, and we're sitting at home, we're not working, and we're not doing anything. I mean, of course, you don't want to do, you want to lie down, but rather, look, let's go, wake up, let's go. Now we do exercise, we do it, we build a strong body, we do this, that. Does it make sense? If it's yes, can you write yes, please, in command? For us, it's very important. We're not just talking here. We want to see engagement. We're doing it for you. We want you to understand it because if I know this, and I know my goal when I was 7 years old, I will be very, very far away. So please write in the comment, yes. One more, can you write yes if you already know what you can focus on every time when you go to the practice, competition, or any championship. Can you type yes? Thank you, Andy. Yes, I agree. Okay, so we will carry on with this one. We will switch on the camera. Now we will apply. Another way is to get a confidence here. Another way. It's very important that you know your body. Now you feel excitement. Now this excitement you can bring to the dancing. you can bring to the dancing, you can bring to the life, you can bring wherever you do. So now I bring excitement from here to my dance. I love these arrows, and I will write very, very big ones. And where is my red one? My dance. So, look guys, I never tell you that if you do that, you will be good at dance. No, it's not, I'm not telling you focus on being a very good dancer, enjoy it, and you have to do something. And this is what we do. Alessa, I will switch on the camera.
Yes, guys, it is very important, of course, to change our focus to be ready for the dance. But the dancing, of course, it's still, we're talking about dance, we need to practice, we need to make sure our technique, our posture, everything is done before you go for competition. But, of course, excitement and fear, this is number one if we're talking about performance.
Can I just tell me?
Yeah.
Okay, think about this. Okay, for example, when you feel is something is coming, you decide, okay, boom, fear, where I want to be, fear, excited. Okay, if I want to be excited, do something just to change focus or do the body. And then, in the studio, you start first. Continue.
Start first, practice.
No, I just do, yes. So the question, how to practice it? On the first webinar, we start to talk a little bit about this. On the second one, we talk about seven steps, methodology, how to get good in anything. But today, we're going to show you how. And we will start with the basic walls. First of all, we will put music for you, and we will start to count. If we want to become good, we can't just go dance along the floor. First of all, we need to understand now how to walk and how to come. This is first stage, and the second stage, I will tell you later. Music.
Yes. Okay, guys, of course you have a different level, different routines, but the counting and the steps is the same. So it can be different combination of steps, but the figure, if we're talking about a small box, is the same. Count for walk. 1, 2, 3 is the same. It can be different variation, of course, but it's still every time the same, and it's clear with the music. And we need to understand this is number one when we start to practice.
Okay, so what do everyone stand up, please? Come on, stand up. It's very important to be engaged. Even if you're a professional dancer, I want you to try with me this, yes? I know I'm not going to ask you to dance rising, fall, swing and sway, nothing. I'm going to ask you to walk. But when we walk, I want that you use the tap of your foot. Tap, 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 tap. So I want that you really do this. We're going to start with the right foot and we're going to go 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And instead of just dancing and keep on the floor, I will get a tap, tap. So, I will put music.
Hey guys, breathe in. Right foot.
Daniel, can you check sound, please? We have a great person behind the screen, Daniel. Yeah, who's helping us? Is it working? Okay, so we have a three beat. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, and go. One, two, three, 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 one we're gonna go. If we wanna go higher level, we're gonna go big pause. So we go 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. With the music. Find in your room four corners. Like say in our room, here corner, there corner, and here corner. And walk. Trust me, you can dance in your room very easy. And 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, and one more time. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, And walk, no rising, fall, nothing, walk. Example, and dancing natural turn. One, two, three, spin turn. One, two, three, reverse turn. One, two, three, go. One for set, two and three. Walk until you become so confident in a walking and never do rising fall yet. Then, second thing, what you're gonna apply once you become confident in just a tapping. By the way, why in a walking we get confidence? Because number one, we have a walk in our nature. And number two, it's called haptic sense. In our body, we have all these two brains. I know you will tell me, what are you talking about? Yes, so it's called haptic sense. There is a one brain which is thinking, another one is our feelings. So we have a 2,000 sense. If you're interested, go and research it. Haptic sense. We have a 2,000 sensor on each hand. And when we clap, or if you want to learn timing, if we clap, you will learn very fast. Even if you can't hear very well, you can get a beat through the haptic sense, through your nervous system. The same is on our feet. If you do this, you will become so confident. For example, now we're doing classes, and I have a people who dance in Blackpool Dance Festival. We dance in competitive routine on this floor with all the tapping here. How? Because if you can tap, you can dance. Second stage, you go rising fall. You go, okay, you know your basic. One, two, three. One, two, three. Now, just add rising fall. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. No swing, no sway. Just do basic rising fall. That's it. Become step confidence in rising fall. Then, here we go. Go to the coach and you're done. And if you do these two things which I tell you in your team, I mean, I will bet you, if you do it, okay, I will actually ask you, if you do two songs of your routine just walking, two songs, and if you don't feel confidence, if you tell me, please write in the comments, and then I think we can deal, and then if you want, you will get a free lesson from us, okay? So if I will lose, I will give you not one lesson, I will give you three lessons. If two songs, after when you dance alone, two songs you dance and just walk, then two songs you're dancing rising fall, then let's go, let's do it, yes? Are you agree with me?
Yeah, it's your routine, not the basic step.
Your routine, not the basic step.
Now,
step
guys, we're showing you simple steps to get understand.
It's a method how to get very calm. Many people jump into the, oh my God, look, I'm going, and then hoping for the best that the partner will do it. Ladies, if you have a big shape, watch me. If you have a big shape, but you don't know your steps, many people worried about, oh my God, I can't lead, or I can't follow. Look, for many years in Singapore, I'm here from 2006, everyone have a problem with the lead and follow. Not everyone. Let's call it 90%, okay? Why? Because if you can't do it alone, this is a simple thing. If you can't walk alone by yourself, or she can't walk alone, it means you can't dance. And, or you can just hang on, unless you can hang on me like this, and then have different kind of injuries. Very important, I'm confident in what I'm doing, she's confident in what she's doing. And we start connect, now I go, even if I forget how to dance with her, I will just walk, and I will just go. Go. That's it.
But I focus on
myself,
he focused on himself. He knows his own steps and timing, I know my steps and my timing.
If you don't know, ladies, good luck.
Together.
I'm sorry, I will be direct forward. If you don't know these two things, your steps, or steps and timing, and I'm sorry.
And also,
you can spend a lot of, I'm sorry, you can spend hundreds of lessons, it's not going to work. You just delaying, and you're trying to feel like, ladies, do you want to feel beautiful? Just go and do some work. Do some steps, work on yourself, because nobody can do it better than you. It's because it's not about me. Of course I can do this for you. But you will not enjoy it. It's not a dancing. It's called carry. And then we come to the teacher and say, oh no, you know, my partner is pulling me. There's some problem with him. Or like, for example, now we start, nobody believe in web classes. Not many people believe. But now is everyone doing fantastically well, because now it's time to focus when you're over the camera on yourself. To do balance, to feel good, to do rise and fall, to do sway and swing. Sway and swing is the next stage where we will take another day. But first do this.
Yes, I want to just share, ladies. Sometimes I hear this, oh, I'm falling very well. I need just my partner leave me and I will do everything well. Yes, maybe for some ladies the feeling is like good and you can follow. But can you imagine if right now you know that you have a natural tone here by yourself and you're ready to produce big shape? Or you're just waiting for your partner, or maybe natural tone, or maybe not, I don't know. You're waiting and you're not ready to fully express yourself and present yourself. But once you really know steps and counting, you're ready. Okay, now it's going to be my favorite part of routine. Oh, it's a throwaway overstep, and you're ready to show it.
And imagine how much you will feel. You will not just dancing and hope for the best. Guys, I'm talking about you as well. If you're hoping that your partner, okay, I know that who dances with Alessio or with the world champions, you can feel it. Oh, now, oh, I can feel good. Why my partner cannot do it? Because Alessio will not wait for me. She will just go through. She will just take a call and she will just squeeze me how much she wants. And then, together, we can do it. Whoa. Whoa. Let's see. I'm doing my stuff, she's doing her stuff, thank you. So, this is how you can build confidence. Number one, you decide whether you want to have fear or excitement. How to do it? If you want to get excited, just remember why you're dancing or what is your goal. Number two, if you're not doing any exercises, for 100% you will feel fear a lot. Because when you do exercise, look, if I don't do exercise one day, I feel very down. I feel very, very sad. And then I was catch, oh my God, because I forget to do exercise example. Oh, for example, Sundays. Last time I didn't do because it's my family day. Exercises, but now I'm doing every Sunday because I know if I don't do 10 minutes in the morning, I feel like my Sunday, like, oh, you know, it's feel is something going on. Then, once you get this to right, go to your dance and do just simple walking. Start to walk, edge rising fall, and then later on, it means applying on your routine, 50% of your progress you will have now if you do it alone at home now. If you need some help, please reach us out, we can help you to do that. Because this is a great opportunity to do it now. we never ever ever have this time like that, like this virus. Whether you're using it or you're losing it, it's up to you. I'm training, you can discover so many things of yourself rather than to waiting, oh, I will wait until the studio will come. Wait, and then you go to the studio, it will be the same. It's up to you.
Yes.
Yes? So, Alice, do you want to add something or
no,
we go
I
to
just
the
from my ladies, ladies, now it's a great time for you to walk through your steps, to understand your steps and count, your direction, your own presentation, where your weight is transferring. Then once you go to the studio, you will be ready to present yourself and create this beautiful shape which everyone, ladies, every lady want to create.
Yes,
so,
and now I want to tell you honestly, I have a few students which are competing with me, and few is doing whole like world class level. They did improvement for this time like tremendously. I mean, I can't say the name, but they're doing a fantastic job, and I'm very, very, very proud of them. I never know it until this, the time will come. So, if you're ready to do it, reach us out, and then we can help you, okay? And now we're going to go for the, please answer your question, and Alisa, you want to add something?
Ask the question.
Yes, ask the question, and then we will carry on. Now it's Q&A.
Q&A time.
Come on, where is your question?
Do you have any questions before?
I'm trying to look. Okay.
Yeah, let's see, guys. Don't be shy, communicate, write a comment, write a question, your thoughts, please share with us.
Yes, I would say the question, let's go on the question. Questions. Let's go to the questions, please. Question time. Do you have any question regarding how to deal or like what you can do? Because we cover it in terms of confidence, I think is everything, right?
Yeah, but I think if you watch the competition or any performance, you can see the couple really confident looking and just going through, or some couple with no expression and they really like look a little bit careful. So this is a game. You need to first of all know what you're doing. You know, you need to know your routine, you need to know your steps. Then your focus will not change. Oh my god, what is the next one? What is the next one? It's straight away you can see on your face expression whether you are feel excited and confident and ready to show your performance, or you're focusing, oh my god, something happened there, something happened there. It is very easy to see from outside, okay? And it can be different level of routine, it can be different level of dancing, of course, but anyway, you need to go through it slowly, by yourself, walk, understand, put into your muscle memory, and then you can go.
We have a question.
Okay.
What do you do? What do you do when competing and do coming pair? You need to change your routine. How you deal with that?
Change routine means doing the dance.
I mean floor craft, yeah. So do you want to answer?
It's for you, yeah, because ladies, we need to follow any floor craft what the guys is doing. So we need to be a sensitive.
Okay, do you want to do the right one? Okay, here we go. If you're not doing this one, you can't do it, and you will always be. In order to change a step on a competition, while dancing competition and feel confidence, first we need to have a muscle memory. How we have a muscle memory? By walking here. If you never practice your floor craft, you're never able to do it your floor craft. If you never go towards the mirror, you will be unconfident to go towards the mirror. If you never climb somewhere on a wall, you will never feel confidence to go. And it's not about, of course, we can, once we came to the competition, we can do it some accident, but it will not be with the confidence. So how do we deal with that? We're actually doing it very, very easy because we already know preset what we're gonna do it. Very, very simple one on a competition, I can just start to do the basic. We have a four types of the floor craft. We can dance on a doormat, we can dance routine on 1 square meter, we can dance basic on one place and wait until couple will move. We can do shape, freeze, example, we can do shape, freeze, and we will wait for the couple, then continue. Yes? Or we can do some kind of lines. Let's say we go lines here, lines there, lines, 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 lines. I already know this is four times before I do, but before I know this four times, I know how to walk. Okay?
How do you convert your fear when your tail caught pants tear and no time to change? I love that question.
Okay, what happened if my tail could suddenly tear? I remember when I was dancing Embassy Ball in US, and I broke my pants here, and it was like so embarrassing to do to continue to dance. And you know, I think it's a very, very important one. And if you don't have a change, you need to deal with it. And I do believe once you take ownership of what happened, it means you become, it's okay. I mean, we're humans, sometimes it can happen. Once you take ownership and you will feel like, now I can go. Just don't forget about it, remember it, and for the next competition, I remember since 7 years, I always check my pants. I always take something with me on a competition.
And guys, for the guys, they have this pocket here. So you always can put some safety pin in case.
Yes.
So then you quickly can pin it for one dance or when you, and then after that you can sew it in.
Yes. Yeah, this is experience. Experience, and I remember that experience. It's okay to tear your tailcoat. It's okay to lose your dress during the flight. It's okay, but now we learn. I remember one time in all years, one airlines, very good airlines, didn't, our two bags never arrived. And this is where we, oh my God, this is where I never put a tailcoat anymore inside of the bag. I learned it. I'm dealing with this. I feel proud that I changed after this, and I feel very happy.
Yes.
Okay, so I think we're done here. And guys, one more time.
What do you experience, and every fear, what you experience, I experience, Alessia experience, all the top world athletes experience. It depends, it's everyone goes there. It's very important what you want to do with that. Do you want to continue to have fear, or you want to get excited and just drive forward, do exercise and go. So thank you very much. We was dancing in social with M and O, Mikhail and Alessa, and everyone stand up and we do our bow. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, Daniel says there is a comment.
Okay, one more question. Sometimes feels a strain on my knees after practice and leg workouts. Is it common to get knee injury in ballroom? Any way to prevent injury in the long run?
In order to prevent injury, number one, you need first of all to build your body. If you feel something with a knee, your body telling you, hey, excuse me, start doing this. I had injuries before, that's why I become very particular in what I'm doing. I start to study physiology. I start to learn how to turn legs. And to be honest, if you're dancing and you're not, and you're just dancing and you're not thinking about how to turn your feet, you will get injured. So it's not normal to feel knee, but I do believe you may overwork with it. Okay? All right. So thank you guys one more time. Was a pleasure to see you. And join us on a warm-up session in a physical body this Sunday at 9 a.m. We're going to go with a sport attire. We will do some exercise with you. Until we'll see you on Sunday. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. I'm going to go to the hospital.